Start by taking a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Good, beautiful. Nice deep breath in through the nose, breathing in fresh air. And as you exhale, maybe even allow a sigh to escape from the mouth. Just taking a few moments to really connect with the breath. Allow the day to release. Good. With each inhale, feel the breath traveling all the way down into the lower belly. Feel the belly rising like a mountain. And as you exhale, notice how you don't need to do anything at all. Just allowing the breath to flow naturally in and out of the body. And allowing the body to relax into this moment, into this space. Good. And then very gently, imagine yourself sitting outside in nature, feeling a warm, clear summer's day rising above you, the warmth of the sun shining down directly onto the forehead and the crown of the head. And as you feel the rays of the sun gently kissing the forehead and the cheeks, take a moment to greet the sun, to say hello, to let the sun know that you see it and you appreciate it. And feel the love of the sun responding back to you as you allow the sun's rays to begin to merge into your body. Sink down into the skin. Just slowly flow into the muscles, allowing the body to relax. The muscles to melt down, relaxing through the shoulders, the arms, relaxing all the way down the spine. Noticing only the sensation of the breath and the melting of the muscles. Allowing the sun's rays to flow even deeper now, flowing into the bones. Allowing the light of the sun to begin to flow through the bones, illuminating every bone in your body. Allowing that light to work down deeper in towards the base of the spine and down the legs. And allowing that light to fill all of the empty spaces in the body. Let it spread through the organs, the tissues. Let it flow into the empty spaces. May you be an entire vessel of light, divine, unending, infinite light. And with each inhale, feel more light pouring in through the crown of the head, and allowing that light to expand into every tiny little space in the body until there is no more room for the light and it begins to emerge outwards in all directions, creating a little cocoon of light around you. Just breathing with that cocoon, noticing how the light gently expands with your inhales and ever so gently retracts with the exhales. You are completely protected here. With the next exhale, allow some of that extra light from the sun to begin to flow out from the pelvic floor, flowing down through the soil of the earth, flowing down deeper and deeper into the earth, moving past the roots of the trees and the plants. Maybe even saying hello as you flow by. Allowing that light to glide all the way down into the center, the core of the earth. Noticing a gentle circle, womb, a little cave there in the center of the earth. And as you arrive, allow your light to just glide into that space, being completely held by Mother Earth, by Gaia. Feel her squeeze you and hug you. Feel the love that the Earth has for you in this moment and know that you are okay. Feel her. Ask the earth how she is doing. And know that she too is okay. Our relationship with Mother Earth is one where we both need to exist together. We share our light with her. And she shares her light with us. And feel in the center of the earth there, a gentle, nurturing pink light, light of love and healing. And allow it to begin to travel up the path that you created as you came down into the center of the earth, mixing the golden white light of the sun with the healing pink light of the earth here in this moment, and allowing that light to travel all the way back up through the earth. As you come towards the roots of the trees and the plants, allow the light to spread outwards, connecting into the base of those roots, allowing it to be like water that they can drink up, and watch as that light turns into a rainbow of colors, spreading rainbows through the root systems of our trees and our plants. Allowing that symphony of light to rise up with you, watching as it moves higher up towards the top of the earth, letting the light flow upwards towards the soil. And as the light reaches the surface of the earth, allow it to flow back into the pelvic floor. Let it flow up into the belly. Let it mix with the light that is shining in every space of the body and travel all the way back up into the neck, into the crown, and to flow up towards the sun. Allowing the light of the earth to connect with the sun through you. Thank you. taking a few breaths here to feel the interchange of the sunlight flowing down through you into the earth, and the earth's light flowing up through you, connecting into the sun. You are a conduit, an anchor of light. And allowing that light to flow through you continuously, knowing that you are not using up or depleting any of your own energy. You are holding infinite energy from the sun and the earth. It will never end. And allow that connection to maintain as you begin to look around your surroundings, paying attention to this nature space that you have created for yourself. And notice what the light does to the trees, to the plants. See them too glowing and sparkling. Notice the energy of the birds, the animals. Allow the entire world around you to come to life, to fill with colors, letting all the colors of the rainbow flow and glow. Soak it all in because you created this space. This is your reality in this moment. Notice how this space feels. And then gently, out of the corner of your right eye, you happen to catch some movement, perhaps a bird or an animal that is gently starting to come towards you. Taking a moment to maybe greet them and say hello. When they arrive, they place a small crystal in your hand. And take a moment to just look at this crystal. What does it look like? How does it feel? This is your crystal. This crystal has been with you for many lifetimes. You had lost it when you came here to Earth, but now it is being returned to you. And as you hold it in your hand, feel an energy of excitement from this crystal, excited to be returned to you, excited to work with you once again. And with that crystal in your hand, take a look around and see if there is a stream or a river or a body of water. And if you find it, start to walk towards the water, gently placing your feet in the water, letting it be warm and refreshing, maybe feeling the water gently moving around your ankles, and then slowly bend down or step a little deeper into the water, so that your crystal can also be bathed in the water with you. And as you connect into the water, imagine any frustration, any restrictions, any obstacles that have been in your way begin to dissolve like grains of sand that are being washed off of your ankles, being removed from your body, being removed from your field, and washed out into the water. Washing away any of the pain and suffering from this lifetime or any previous lifetimes. And also clearing the crystal of any energies that have been placed on it to prevent it from holding the divine energy that it innately carries. With the crystal in your hands, scoop some of the water up into your hands and allow it to wash over the body, letting the crystal rest on the crown of your head for a moment as the water washes down over the entire body. Feeling the body relax with the water. Allowing the crystal to be at home, gently resting against the crown of your head. And then allowing yourself to stand tall, to feel the power and presence in your body, in your soul. Become aware of that sun shining down on you once again. Feel the warmth of that sunlight beginning to merge with the crystal on the crown of the head. And as the crystal is warmed, you may notice that it begins to pulse or grow. This crystal holds a very special being of light. This crystal holds a sister, a cousin, a partner from another lifetime that is here to help you remember your mission, to remember your ability to hold light. And allow that crystal to begin to expand and to crack open, allowing the energy of this light being to come forward. Feeling their presence, greeting them like a long-lost friend. May even embrace you in a hug. Allow them to come and stand in front of you like a mirror and feel the presence of that being gently lifting your palms forward so the hands are facing them. Feel them begin to pulse an energy in through your hands. And feel that same energy pulsing in through the crown of the head and up through the soles of the feet. Allowing this pulsing energy to flow through the body, culminating in your heart. As the energy from the hands, the head, and the feet come into the heart, allow the pulse to align with your heartbeat. Good. Taking a nice deep breath in and a long breath out. This energy is your birthright. Good. Beautiful. Now as you inhale, allow this being, if you feel comfortable to do so, to begin to merge with your body, with your sense of self, so that the two of you become one. Good. And know that at any time that you wish them to leave, you may ask them to do so. We will do that in a few moments. For now, as you inhale, allow that pulsing energy flowing in through the hands, the head, and the feet to grow stronger with each in-breath. And as you exhale, imagine a gentle pulse flowing out from the heart in all directions. A beautiful, relaxed, calm light. And allow that light to spread through the space that you're in. Let it flow through the trees. Let it send love to the birds and the animals. Let it spread love into support to any other beings that it may touch. Good. And become aware of the light of the sun shining in through the crown of the head, the light of the earth flowing up in through the soles of the feet, and notice how that infinite energy supports and generates your pulse. Good. Allowing each exhale to send divine love out in all directions. Let it flow out. Good. Each pulse sending light. And as that light comes in contact with any darkness, any pathogens, any energy that does not support the highest good of all humans, of all beings, of all life on this planet, watch it just be dissolved. Allow the light to spread and feel the peace that flows behind it. Light of the sun, the energy of the earth, to flow in on the inhales, and as you exhale, flowing out from the heart in all directions, also begin to flow out from the hands, and use the hands to direct that light, that feeling of peace and love, high resonance. Use the hands to direct that energy into specific places, maybe touching a tree and inviting that tree to drink any of the light that it requires to feel whole, to feel strong, to feel calm. Feel it become more vibrant in response to that energy. Good. And then allow yourself to travel towards your home, bringing that light with you, filling all of the spaces as you move towards your home. And when you arrive, take a moment before you step inside your home or your apartment to to place your hands against the door, to greet the door, the entranceway to your safe haven, and to allow the door, the handles, any windows that may exist to drink from this light. May your door be filled with the light of peace and love. And may any unsupportive energies, any pathogens, any germs simply be dissolved. Good. And then move to one of the outer walls of your home or apartment and do the same thing, placing your hands against the walls. Allow all of the walls, the ceilings, the roof, the floors, the entire structure of your space to drink the light. Allowing every molecule, every atom to be filled with this peaceful light, this powerful light. As the walls, as the roof, as your home becomes its own bubble of light. Notice how it too becomes a vessel of light. And begin to visualize the light of the sun coming down, touching the roof or touching the ceiling, forming a beautiful column of light right through the center of your space. Allowing that light to flow right through your home into the earth. And when it reaches the core of the earth, it invites the energy of the earth to flow up into your home, where the two merge in the center, in the heart of your home, and spread out like ripples of light in all directions. Good. And before you leave the space in the very center of your home, find that very center of the place. Maybe it's a kitchen, maybe it's a living room, whatever it may be. Gently reach to the crown of your head where that crystal was originally placed when you washed with water. And take a duplicate of that crystal and place it in the center of your home. Allowing that crystal to hold this light, to be a place holder for your heart energy. And it will hold that energy even when you are not there, so that the light is always flowing in, down and up, and in all directions. With the next breath, I'd like you to leave the home behind for a moment. Travel to another place, one that you visit often, perhaps work, maybe a grocery store, maybe another place in the community or a family member's home. And arrive to the outside of that building. And as you walk towards the building, greet the energy of the building, consciousness of all of the people who are present in that space, and say hello. Send it some love. Good. And as you walk towards it, ask the building ask that space to remember its connection to divine light. And visualize the sun streaming down directly over the center of that building, like a golden tunnel channel of light. And as it flows into the roof and into the center of that building, watch as it comes alive. Watch as that space fills with light. And invite that light to travel all the way down into the earth, inviting the light of the earth to also flow up into the building, mixing with the light of the sun in the very heart of the building, and then allow it to spread outwards. And cheer on the process, encourage that light to grow. Good. As you stand outside the building, allow your hands to raise up gently, palms facing the building, but not touching it. And do the same thing. Bring in the light of the sun into your heart, the light of the earth, pull it up into the heart. And as you exhale, radiate light, radiate calm from your heart and your hands. And give that light growing in this building a little extra support. Remind it that it's not alone. Send it love. Send all the people who enter this space love and calm and health. And as that light swirls within and around the building, watch as it dissolves any pain, any fear, any anger, any germs. Let it simply dissolve. Allow the light to be the strongest energy. The calm is the strongest energy. And then take another crystal from the crown of your head and bring it into the center of this building, placing it on the floor or whatever location seems most appropriate, and let it be an anchor to hold that light there. And then slowly begin to let that place move out of your mind and return back to that place in nature. Return back to the feeling of just you and the trees. Within that crystal, to gently begin to step back out of your body, taking a moment to maybe pause and look at this being, to thank them, and to ask them if there's anything that you need to remember from this experience or any other lifetime to guide you in the coming days. Good. as that being slips away, they leave the crystal behind for you in your hand. Take that crystal and place it against your heart, holding it there, allowing it to resonate with your heartbeat, allowing it to hold your heartbeat, to hold your magical power to affect this world, and to always be a reminder that you are an anchor of light. You are here to bridge the light of the earth, the light of the divine, so that the world, so that humanity has access to more light. Take another nice deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, allow the breath to slowly escape from the mouth, becoming very aware of the movement of the belly again, letting the belly rise like a mountain, letting the body soften and relax. This is your work. This is your time. Remember it. Very gently return back to your body. Maybe stretching out the fingers or the toes. Stretching out the body. Perhaps gently opening the eyes. And returning back to this space and moment. Alert. Present. Happy to be alive.